Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get a fresh take from, because we're so wrapped up in this. Boys, how was that?
Best fucking podcast of all time.
Very interesting.
This is the most, like, when we finish this, I'm going to be like, that. I think that this is the best pod we've ever done.
Really? Not today, Kyle.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello?
Is this PG?
Yes, this is PG speaking.
What's up, PG? It's Robert Eiler.
Hey, Rob, what's going on?
How are you, buddy? What's going on?
Same old. Glad to be on the air.
We're glad to have you. So we're only going to use your initials, PG, so nobody comes looking for you. But it's a surprise that you're calling. Let Jamie know who's calling.
Well, Jamie, I'm from Staten Island, New York. I'm going to be honest with you. In the beginning, I did not want to watch the show only because I've seen a lot of movies. I'm Italian from Staten Island, 43 years old. I saw so many movies like Godfather, all that stuff. So I'll be honest, I didn't want to, not that I didn't want to, but I was just along the way, I guess you could say, when it first started season one, I guess you could say it wasn't the biggest thing maybe really to tune into, but I started watching a few episodes and I liked how the show went with, you know, like how he was at the psychiatrist and it right. showed a little more family life and, you know, a few episodes, then I got hooked.
Let Jamie know who you are. This is a total surprise for her. We didn't tell her. We wanted it to be a surprise.
Is she there?
I'm here.
Hey, Jamie, what's going on?
Hi.
It's great to talk to you.
You too.
it's great to see the podcast. I've been, following it, not all the time, but I've...
Whenever you can, been, yeah.
Let her know who you are, PG.
In what way?
No, like to tell her how she would know you, how the contact you guys have had.
Oh, I've been Instagramming her a little bit. I didn't know if she was getting it, but she never responded.
She was getting it.
Oh, cool. All right.
She has a husband, so she can't, you know what I mean? Like, even if she found you irresistibly handsome, it wouldn't be right for her to step out and be talking to guys. You know what I mean? So we thought this would be a good way.
Well, no, Rob, I'll be honest with you. It wasn't for that. Like, Jamie's a celebrity. I'm just a huge fan. And
of course.
I mean, for anything, she lives in Austin, Texas. I'm in Staten Island, New York.
Right.
But the photo, I guess you could say, with you and Rob on the couch kind of, I guess you could say, blew up with all of us fans because I just think Jamie has a gift.
And what would that gift be? Let the people know.
Well, okay. All right. I do think that her feet are the best in the world.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah. I'm sitting across from the girl with the best feet in the world. Woo!
Wow.
Not even
yes.
America.
And I'll tell you why. Because.
Please.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I said this in Jamie's Instagram. Okay. You first didn't see it like. When it went, like season one, it really didn't disclose anything. And I kind of described this to her in the Instagram.
And that's kind of why you didn't like season one. It makes sense.
Because you never saw
my feet. No, season one was good. It was great. But like, it just happens to be noticed. Like, here's the truth. I'm not really like a guy that is like, I like my girl to like be clean and everywhere. But, you do like your girl, like when she wears like, open toe shoes, like to look good and stuff like that. So I guess you could say it was noticed by me, at least. I guess everyone has a different story.
Where sure.
Do you remember where the episode where the the Parisi twin gets shot.
Jamie?
No, maybe give me more
I haven't detail. Watched the show. Jamie has, so she knows more about the show than I do. But
okay, wait, what season?
Yeah, describe us.
Okay, it's in season two, right?
Okay.
What happens is Big Pussy is in front of the house, and Tony hasn't seen him in a while, right?
Right.
So he goes down to his basement, and he's talking with him, right? And then somehow it's like they go back, like it cuts to a scene where the Parisi twin is in the car, and he gets shot in the head. So then it fades back to when Tony and Big Pussy are sitting on a couch, and in the background, Jamie's twirling her foot with her mother. And it was just noticed by me then.
So you've been a fan of my feet since then?
It was just, yeah.
It was a first notice of my feet.
Yes.
So what are your first thoughts when you see those feet? Do you know those are the best in the world right away? Or did it take years before you were like, wait, I think these might be number one?
No, not right away. I didn't say it was number one, no. I determined it was number one, I'm going to be honest with you, from the photo.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. So all this time you were just a fan. So can I ask who was number one before Jamie? Was there a number one before Jamie?
Well, let me see. Like, if you guys saw the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, there was Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When she's at the movie theater, there's... I mean, there was a scene where Bridget Fonda was in that movie with Robert De Niro. I forgot the name of it.
So is there like when you said that the photo of me and Jamie blew up with all the kind of foot people, is there like a group who talk about Jamie's feet, or is it just
from my friends? No, but I'm sure outside in the regular world, because I noticed on one podcast, you guys said that, like, Jamie said something like it was the biggest thing ever. So obviously there's other people, like there's a podcast where you were talking about it, and then she says, we never got that many likes ever.
Right.
So that means there's other people that feel the same way. Yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What is it about my feet? So I just keep it up.
They're perfect size. They're, I love how they're, let's see, like, I love how you just do clear color. Like, some of these girls today do, like, I don't know, like, I hate red. Like you just do, like, clear French gel, and they're just, like, perfect, like, off size. Like, in other words, they seem like they're perfect, but also strong, too. Like, here's an example. In the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Margot Robbie's looks good, but they look kind of thin, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah. No, Jamie does have a strong foot.
I exercise a lot with my feet.
Well, that's right, exactly.
If you, PG, if you had to guess the size that she wears of shoe, what would you guess?
8.
Jamie?
Close, 7.5.
Oh, even better, right? The community wanted to hear 7.5, right?
Is that more attractive? Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
It seems more feminine. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, yes. And here's another thing, too. There was the episode, too, where we never actually got to see her bottom. So, in other words, but okay.
Oh, the bottom of your feet, James.
Right.
Yeah,
there
was
the episode where she's walking, and she's in a, like, she's going to the pool, and the mother is in the kitchen, and the mother's, like, kind of getting on her case that she doesn't have a job, and she's like, I'm going out to the pool. But in other words, there wasn't really a good, like, view of it. The photo, that photo totally locked it. Like, what, because, again, like, you asked, was it, like, the best you've ever seen? No, because at the time of the show, it wasn't seeing the full bottom.
You didn't get the full 360 of the
you
foot.
The
now
you've
got, now you can put together
Correct.
Certain things to make
Correct.
The whole foot.
Correct.
So and how can I ask how
me,
can I ask how like excited when, you get when that first like when you're scrolling Instagram and all of a sudden you see the bottom of Jamie's feet and you feel like complete and you realize those are the best of all time, what is that feeling like? I just want to know.
Like, here's the truth.
We only want the truth.
Okay. All right. Are you asking? Well, I noticed another podcast, if I may. Like, I just happened to be viewing, because in other words, the guy who said he was going to call me, like, I saw a missed call by 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, shit. I'm like, I hope I didn't miss it, because I was informed it'll be 3 p.m.
Yeah, no, but that wasn't us.
Right. So, okay. Wait, where was I?
How you felt when you first saw that photo come across your screen?
Okay, is it arousal? Yes, but I'm not the type of person that's into, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm not into, like, worshiping women's feet. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I like them to be clean. I like some when they wear, like, hot, like, sexy, like, shoes. But what I – all right. If this makes sense, in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it was arousal for, like, Quentin Tarantino's into that, right?
Right.
So I said to myself, if Jamie was doing that, like, to pick for that movie, I think, like, every guy would just be like, holy shit, like, you know, because I just think Hell's better than Margot's.
Right. So I just want to say I'm glad that we found you before YMH found you, because you're a fucking awesome guest, dude. What I want to know is
thank you for all the nice things you're saying.
Yeah,
I really
thank you for all the nice things.
I noticed Jamie said something like a guy, like, I don't know, I just pulled up on the Instagram, like, you know, like, if someone asks her, oh, how much money would you pay? Now, here's the truth. I don't think Jamie should do anything that's like, all right, some of these girls out there are not pure. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do these feet websites and whatever they do, but they're not good girls. Jamie obviously is. But what I'm saying is this. I think Jamie should do it, but, like, kind of like the photo, like, that's just regular
organic,
like that.
Like organic.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Well, you wanted one. You said you wanted one of me driving a car with Jamie. You DM'd her that you wanted me driving a car and Jamie with her bare feet out the window.
Well, for this reason. There's a lot of girls out there today, right, that do that. And sometimes they get in accidents, and they get in major accidents. So, again, the point of that would be...
They drive with their feet up out?
Yeah, there's girls that put feet on the dashboard, yeah.
While they're driving?
Obviously, Jamie, come on.
No.
Oh, as a passenger. Oh, and it causes accidents because of the distraction.
Right. So, like, let's say you did something like that, and the end of the video is, like... showing that the car is parked. That would be a good thing for kids, because I'm telling you, a lot of young girls do it as the passenger.
For kids?
Well, no, you know what I mean, teenagers, 20s, not young kids. No.
Okay.
Right, we're a bunch of adults here.
Right.
I appreciate everything that you're saying. I have to be honest, though. I think we're just sort of... We're playing, we're joking. I really don't think I'm going to put out my feet photos. I hope there is a future role in like the cards for me that will organically put my feet out there for people that appreciate them, but I can barely post a photo on Instagram. It just doesn't feel
right,
like
but
me.
Why would you feel like I know you're married and that stuff, but like think about it. Why it wouldn't be like here, if someone was asking you to like, you know, go in a bathing suit or something or like pose, then
not,
that's
never
little,
happening.
Right, well that's what I'm saying. But like at the end of the day, it's just
You're
like,
trying to do it you're trying to help kids really is what you're
if,
doing.
You
with
mean
this
if it's
picture.
For charity?
So they don't get in accidents.
For the kids.
Yeah, you know?
Well, it's also for the people that are into it, too. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I just thought of, like, certain things, like, kind of from the movie because I just...
Of course.
I don't know. I just... Right.
Yeah, I get it.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way, and that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Most of you think that I'm Italian, but I'm actually Cuban and I've been perfecting my Spanish. And Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus a 14 award-winning language course backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/pal. Get 55% off babbel.com/pal, BABBEL.com/pal. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you have guys who are your boys who that you have this common interest with? Like, you know, like you share this interest and then your opinion is Jamie's feet are the best and they have other opinions?
Yeah.
You can be honest. I'm not sensitive about my feet.
Well, a lot of girls, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say every guy has different things. Like guys into like behind. A guy is into, like me, I'm going to be honest with you. What am I really into? I'm into a girl in shape. Like her face could be okay. But like, you know, as long as I'm into girls that are into fitness. Right. But,
that's why you like a strong foot.
Well, I guess you could say, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just an arousal thing. Like, I don't know if a girl put her feet up on my dashboard. Like, I don't know.
It's a thing.
Totally, yeah. I get it. Because does it say sexy, but it also says, like, oh, we're hanging. Like, California Highway.
Take me for a ride, Captain.
Yeah, what's that Pacific Coast High? Like, it gives you the vibe of, like, well, we're putting our feet up. Life's a fucking, you know? Yeah.
Exactly. Now, if Jamie wanted to do it for charity, right, here's the thing. Thousands of dollars, that's a little too much. She could get, like, if she was like, okay, I'm charging, I don't know, let's say 200. That's a reasonable price.
Well, no, here's what we were saying. It would be 200 from a lot of guys. It would be like a fundraiser, you know, like we're fundraising for a certain charity. And then all the money from all the guys adds up to Jamie's foot picks. And she would do like a whole thing, like a calendar, you know?
Right. Yeah. Now, here, like I'll definitely say, I'm definitely a huge fan of Jamie, but like there's other female like celebrities I'm into too. But like, what I liked is like she's just. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought you were Italian when the show started.
Yeah.
Like when I found out later.
I know that
disappoints
a lot of people when they find out I'm not.
Well, no.
It's okay.
John Gotti married a Jewish girl. You know what I mean? Like what I'm saying is that.
Wow, I love your take on life, dude. I really do.
Well, I got to know this. Do you guys know if there's going to be another Sopranos movie?
I mean,
we don't know that.
You're just hoping there's a scene with Jamie's feet in there, right?
Well, that'd be awesome. But I was always saying to myself, if there was I think I would be the perfect young Joey Peeps. Do you remember him?
Jamie, do you?
I love Joey Peeps in the show. Do you remember him?
I'm going to look him up. Joey Peeps.
Yeah, we don't. Can you guys Google Joey Peeps so we could see? Jamie, when you saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and you saw Margot's feet, did you think secretly, like, you know, my feet are better than that?
No, I never thought I had any feet clout. I never really thought my feet were worthy of any competition. Oh, yeah, you could be a young Joey Peeps.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a good.
You'd be a good Joey Peeps.
And then the mob boss finds out that you have a thing for his daughter's feet. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like I said, it blew up from that photo. Like, let me be honest with you. Let's say you guys didn't do that photo, right? Then, to be honest with you, I would just remember Jamie from, like, the times we couldn't see the bottoms. Like,
right.
You know,
it's a whole new world now.
Pretty much.
Totally. And it didn't hurt that her bottoms were incredible, flawless bottoms.
Flawless bobs, yes.
Well, I'll take it. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret. I don't get pedicures.
Wow, those are natural? So who does your toes? Like he said, you put clear gel on.
I don't have anything on them. They're bare.
Wow. There's what do you
no
think
polish.
Of that, CP?
That's
PG, sorry.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Pretty cool.
You don't like
PC.
That. It's okay. You can say you don't like it.
It's PC. It's pretty cool.
I do my own buffing, pumice stoning, and, you know.
So when you're dating a girl, do you make any requests for her regarding her feet? You know she's got to be in shape, obviously.
Yeah, I kind of like when a girl like like I said, I'm not really into, I kind of like when, you know, not to get a look, like, I kind of like when she wraps her feet around my waist.
Nice. So you're both laying down?
No, I'm on top and she's on the bottom.
Wraps her feet around your waist? Her, not her legs, her feet?
Both.
That takes some flexibility. I am not your gal.
No, Jamie, he'll put up with it. For the best feet in the world, you gotta, you know what I mean? What do you like? Do you like? Yeah, of course. Do you like when you get a massage and they walk on your back? Is that a thing for you?
I believe that's called shiatsu.
Well versed.
Here's the truth. I've never done that, but I hear it's very good for the back.
Hell yeah, dude! Absolutely.
My husband makes me walk on his back.
You're killing PG over here with that one. That's a hell yeah. PG knows what I'm talking about.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, what was the total amount of likes on that photo?
I can tell you right now.
Jamie will look right now.
Pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up.
Because you're gonna say what? Half of those guys are feet guys?
I would think so.
38,295.
So you gotta say there's about 16,000 guys like you. 38,000.
Like on the last show, you said something like, "Well, one guy asked for her socks. That's weird. That's weird."
Right? They wanted like dirty socks too.
Yeah. Where do you draw the line? Where is what's too much?
Do you find women's shoes sexy?
What would I want? Like, let's say Jamie said to me, you know, as a huge shoes fan, here and there, like, no, I would just be cool with her crossing them on a table, kind of like that.
You want them up on the surface
table?
Crossed.
What kind of table?
The same, like, table you use.
Like the coffee table.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you'd want her to cross her feet on the coffee table and then...
Well, let's
Does
say,
my face
right.
have to be in the photo?
Well, your face is in the photo of the first one. Why wouldn't it be in the second one?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just asking.
Were you hiding that beautiful face?
Okay.
Well, what I'm saying, all right, let's say I was dating Jamie, right? I would love her to, like, cross her feet on me if we're watching TV.
Oh,
right?
Hell yeah. That's a kind of the most normal thing you've said so far, I think.
Are
I think,
you rubbing them then?
I think I've had like a, I've been watching a movie with a girl and like her feet are on my lap and I kind of like that. That's again, it's kind of
like. And
then
you rub them, right?
Yeah, you rub them, you do whatever, you know, you rub her fucking shins or, you know, you're just, you know, it's nice to not be alone sometimes. So what do you have when it comes to like a woman, you go, is feet the number one thing or is, do
no,
you have,
not the number one thing. No.
What's number one?
Like a girl who wears earrings, stylish, you know.
Oh, Jamie's showing her earrings right now.
I have three holes.
Yes, she does, bro. hell yeah, like, dude. Oh, you just got fucking, dude. Oh, Jamie, fucking PG's going to listen back to this. When you say I have three holes, that's the moment. Holy
three
shit,
piercings.
Jamie.
Three piercings. Yeah.
Can you describe the earrings you're wearing for PG?
You describe.
I don't know. You got two hoops and then one other thing looks like some kind of thing a Ninja
like
Turtle
a
would
dagger.
Use. Yeah, like a dagger or something, like a stick.
Well, no, I'm definitely, all right, what's my, I do like dark hair, dark eyes better than blonde blue, yes.
Yeah, I'm
I
with you on that. Yeah, we don't like the Playboy California look. The blonde thing never did it for me. I'm a...
Right.
Yeah, we're
I do think, though, and I told Jamie this, in some of her seasons, right, she always looked gorgeous, but here's the thing. She's got to grow her hair longer, all right? Because I told her, keep growing your hair, because I think long hair will bring out her features even more. Like, in some seasons, it was kind of short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah. I mean, I think Jamie's great either way, but I understand. When I'm dating someone, I prefer for them to have long hair usually, too.
Yeah. It's long right
Can
now.
I ask when your first moment ever in your life was where you saw a pair of feet and you were like, holy shit, like, this is really...
Let me see. Let me see. I guess Pamela Anderson's on Baywatch.
Oh, I love the specificity. I really like
love
that
it.
You take a minute and you really give us very specific answers.
Yeah. You're yeah. tapped in, bro. You know who you are.
Yeah, of course. But like I said, I'm into dark hair, dark eye yep. girls, stylish boots, makeup. You know, I like a girl with a little drama to them. You know what I mean? I don't like a girl too quiet, but I don't like a girl with too much drama either. Like just like in the middle.
Yep.
I'm currently just dating right now in Staten Island. No one,
no one particular.
Well, no one's serious right now because a lot of girls in Staten Island don't know what they want. You know,
so you want a girl that knows what she wants.
PG knows what he wants. Let me ask you this.
I'm not saying guys are perfect. I'm just saying I'll be 43 next month. I don't know. I just think dating is hard today. Like for a lot of people, you know, we all go through the awkward stage when we're younger, and then, you have a few Mrs. Wrongs here and there, you know. And then I look at it like this: I'd rather stay single than settle.
100%. You got to put that on a shirt, PG.
Word.
Rather stay single than settle. You should wear that out in Staten Island. These bitches know you mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, you know what I wanted to ask you? Let's say you met a girl and you think she's the hottest girl you've ever seen, absolutely gorgeous. She's got the attitude you like, the brown hair, everything's fucking fantastic. She's wearing earrings. And then you get to the, third date, fourth date, whatever, she comes over, she takes her shoes off, puts the feet on your lap, and they're horrible feet.
No, then I wouldn't date her again.
Wow.
Would you ask her to leave right then and there?
No, because that's kind of like...
You're not rude.
He's a gentleman.
Well, no. Like, I've met girls, like, let's say, from Match.com at times. But, like, let's say... But they had nothing to do with that. Like, we just, at that point, just talking, whatever. That... We all get that vibe, like, when we meet someone for the first time, if we want to see them again. It happens. It's happened to me. So, basically, a guy who would leave the date is like a total asshole.
Totally.
If you excuse my language, yeah. I would never do that. I would just, finish it, but not call again.
Right. See, but girls shit on dating apps. Like, there's no good guys out there. You got guys like fucking PG on these dating apps just ready to go. Mm-hmm. You can't find a fucking match. Mm-hmm. I'm same thing, PG. I'm in the same boat, man.
Hey, listen, when they come, they come,
Absolutely.
That's it.
But I'm thinking though, like you're kind of, you've been on a show. How would you have problems meeting someone?
I'm just a guy who likes to be alone, So, and again, I'm like you, right? Where it's like, I'd rather, what was the line you had about settling? I'd rather be single than settle. That's how I feel. I like being, I'm good with being alone.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, listen, when they come, they come.
When they come, they come.
Have you ever dated a girl where you were like, holy shit, this girl has perfect feet?
They were good. I wouldn't say perfect. Only Jamie's is.
Hell yeah. What about, so if Jamie's feet are a 10, what are Margot Robbie's feet 1 to 10?
Her feet looked great in Barbie, though.
8.5, 9.
Wow, so you're a full fucking whole point and a half above the second best in the world. Are we vaping over there, PG? Are we smoking cigarettes? Or we got the weed going? What are we doing here?
No. Smoking a cigarette.
Oh, okay, nice. What do we smoke?
Marlboro Lights.
Marlboro Lights. That was my... Okay, yeah, as long as you don't say, like, Newports. I know some dudes on Staten Island pull the Newport thing. You can't be smoking Newports, bro.
Yeah, no, Newports are too not good.
Yeah, those are fucking bad feet. We don't fuck with that. Dude, can I tell you something? We're going to keep your number if you don't mind. We'd love to call you in the future. You have been my favorite guest of all time.
You're kidding me.
No, you are my favorite. Because you know what? Can I tell you something, how I feel about
You're
podcasting?
You.
The reason why I love certain people is because they're fucking honest.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do, to be honest. Don't try and be someone, you're being honest, and it's fucking amazing. You answered every question. You had better answered than if somebody was trying to not be themselves. And this, you were really, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for being honest with us and being yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, you can call me anytime. We could talk about any topic. That's fine. If Jamie could give me like a picture, right? like another one. Like, but like everyone sees it. Like, in other words, it's not just like another thing, like doing it like from the couch again.
Listen to this. Here's what we do. I promise you sometime within the next, whatever, 3 weeks, month or whatever, I'll remind Jamie while we're at her house. Me and her will take a picture. We'll put it on Instagram. Her feet will be out and we'll throw a little wink in the, what do you call that?
Hashtag PG.
Hashtag PG. Yeah, we're going to throw, this one's for you, PG.
Yep.
That's what we're going to do. But then everyone could see. I like, so you would actually prefer, you would prefer a was that a little toilet flush, PG?
No. That was a family member going to the restroom.
A family member?
Yes.
Why are you so close to them, PG?
No, just...
Cool. You could tell us you're PG. We just talked about being honest, PG.
Are you smoking while pooping, talking to us?
Absolutely. No, absolutely not. I would never do that. Absolutely not.
I'm totally kidding, but that would be an awesome move.
Dude, you're the best guest of all time. This is, I mean, you are such a gem.
You're making that up.
No, dude, I swear. Jamie,
no,
am I kidding,
Rob,
Jamie?
Does not fuck around. He doesn't lie. That's the one thing he cannot do.
Yeah, you like, dude, you're...
Right, but Rob, here's the deal, though. That photo, now again, I love you, just not in that way.
Love
but
you too, man.
Only Jamie's feet could be on the table.
What do you mean? Not my feet? No, my feet are always in socks and shoes, bro.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're fucking wrapped up. But also, you want to give some to the ladies out there. Maybe there's a female version of PG who wants my feet on the table.
I'm sure there is.
Listen, man, I can't thank you enough. And I'm not joking around at all. You're my favorite guest. We'll call you in the future. You know what we'll do? Anytime we throw out a little feed pick, maybe we'll check in with you and you could give us a rating, 1 to 10, how you liked it, maybe what we need to change.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Jamie's is the best. I would say I can't think of anyone else right now. No. Wow.
That's how we all feel, man. So thank you so much for coming on, and we'll talk to you soon, man. And you'll never know. When you're scrolling every day, I'll tell you this. It'll probably be a Sunday. That's the hint I'll give you. And you'll probably see a picture of me, Jamie, hanging, and her feet will be out just for you.
Wow.
Right, but it's got to be like the one, like the, all right.
It's got to be crossed on a table.
Them crossed with a table with a perfect view of the bottoms. Just like that one, like, you know, in the photo you did. Yeah. Okay.
But before we agree 100% to that picture, you got to be honest with us that you were going to the bathroom.
No, okay. I was smoking a cigarette, but standing up and like let it out near the toilet.
Taking a piss.
But I wasn't going to the bathroom, no.
Oh, you put cigarette out in the toilet.
I flushed the cigarette down the toilet, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
All right, bro. Again, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thanks for coming on, and we'll see you on. We're going to pop up on a Sunday, bro, and it's all for you.
All right. Be safe. And Jamie, keep growing your hair.
Okay, I will.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, wow. He hung up. I thought we were going to have to hang up for sure.
Guys.
I don't want to say anything rude because he was so nice.
No, he's the best guy. Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. It's kind of like when we watch Dating on the Spectrum. We love him, but we also have to be got to be a little honest. What do you think? Let's get a fresh take from, because we're so wrapped up in this. Boys, how was that?
Best fucking podcast of all time.
editing that phone call at all.
I don't know. I mean, I think it was all gold.
This is that
very interesting.
This is the most, like, when we finish this, I'm gonna be like that. I think that this is the best pod we've ever done.
Really?
It's the most fun. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
If we created PG, he wouldn't have been that good.
He was so nice, so polite.
But the way he'd be like,
I know, but he really thinks about it. That's what I mean. I was really appreciative of his specificity. He would really take a minute and like think about what you asked him.
Wow.
And give a very detailed answer.
And he reminded me of something that only fucking people from that Upper East Coast do, which is he throws R's at the end of words for no reason.
Oh,
he
his accent
like, he's like, I like
everyone.
A girl with no drama. I love that shit. Yeah. Man. Such a warm place in my heart for PG. He really...
You know, there's something about a guy that, like, appreciates you and is very specific in how he wants you.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm flattered.
So let me ask, how did you feel when you first realized this is the foot guy?
I'm sure my face was bright red.
Oh, we got it.
Hell yeah. But now you got to say he kind of won you over.
100%.
He's great.
I still don't feel like it's appropriate to engage.
No. You can't text him because you're married. That's not cool.
We're not DMing. It's nothing against him.
No. I'll maintain this relationship, Jamie. Okay. I got you. Okay. Don't worry. It's me and PG forever.
I don't
forever.
Feel comfortable. Yeah.
I might go to New York to talk to him.
Do it. Yeah. Let's film it.
I'll do. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Well, I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to a private dinner.
And you know, just like the crossed on a table. It's very specific.
Love that. Can I be honest with you? And then just tell you something awesome.
Awesome. And
oh,
honest.
My God.
Every time.
I'm going to be high on this for at least the next 24 hours.
Oh my
God. I'm going to be laying in bed tonight. Like that was
you
PG.
Have to, yeah. Yeah.
PG. Is
PG.
Fucking
wow.
Awesome.
What a gem.
Oh, guys. Say something, please.
You never know who you can meet on the internet.
Yeah, you can't make that up. I mean, it was perfect.
I found it fascinating just how honest he was, you know?
Yeah.
Just admit to, well, I guess he is going by PG, so there's a little bit of not,
anonymity.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Well, what was great was I was going to say.
But I know his real name on Instagram.
Of course.
He's like, his realness is there. He's told me about himself.
I was going to say, let's change his name. But then when he wrote back to agreeing to do this, he was like, can we call me PG? And I was like, hell yeah, bro.
Because
then I knew he was ready to be honest.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't going to try and fucking.
He wasn't trying to be cool. Like, he wasn't trying to be anything but who he is. And we love that about people. That's our favorite people.
Jamie, thank you for being a good sport.
Oh my gosh. Is that an episode?
That's a fucking episode, dude. And something else that I want to do, which we don't do enough around here, is thank everybody here. The people
for
who
their
do
hard work,
our
yes.
socials.
They crush.
You, Booth Boys, the people who edit this show,
yep.
Tom, Christina, everybody. We're just, I mean, like today, we're having a fucking blast, having so much fun.
Because of what you guys do.
Yeah,
100%.
And all their hard work.
I'm glad
so,
you said that. I agree.
Thank you. And the hardest worker of all, PG, you are the fucking man.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
That was awesome.
Thanks everybody.
Guys.
Awesome episode. We will see you next week.
I can't believe that's a whole episode.
And it's the best one ever.